Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Hey, soybean farmers. Think a fungicide can't last all season? Well, the proof is in the yield. Farmers who use just one application of Revilock fungicide are seeing an increased yield of 7.3 bushels per acre over the untreated check. Revilock fungicide is a disease control powerhouse that delivers season-long protection even against tough southern diseases. See what Revilock fungicide can do for you. Ask your BASF retailer about Revilock fungicide today. Always read and follow label directions.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Well, it's a new day at EPA. That's according to Scott Mason, the EPA Regional Administrator for the South Central Region. I had a chance to catch up with him and ask, what does that mean for our ag producers?
It's a brand new day at the United States EPA under President Trump, Administrator Zeldin, and myself leading EPA Region 6. One of the big wins, I think, as you know, Casey, because you were there, is the DEF discussion that we had at Jordan and Nakona Cook's farm in Burns Flat in Ouachita County, Oklahoma, where we talked about a lot of issues, but the number one issue that day was DEF, diesel exhaust fluid. And they said, if you do nothing else, please do something about DEF. So a few days later, I went back and I got on the phone to headquarters and the administrator and everybody, and I said, this was the number one issue. Farmers and ranchers are dealing with this, and it's causing a lot of problems. And so we immediately, headquarters and our team up there and our team in Region 6 got to work on DEF issues. And so we are now in a place where all model year 2027s will have a much slower derate. And we're working with manufacturers to where now you can actually go back to your manufacturer and have them do some adjustments. So a lot more exciting news to come on DEF, but know that it all started with a roundtable in Western Oklahoma. If our farmers and ranchers hear nothing else from me today, they need to know that this EPA is listening to them, and what occurred that day in May in Western Oklahoma is a prime example of that, that we can change this country by what they're experiencing and them sharing that with us.
To hear my complete conversation with EPA Scott Mason, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, with a vote of 213 to 209, the U.S. House of Representatives have passed a bipartisan compromise, bringing an end to the longest and most contentious government shutdown in American history. The vote, earlier called in the day by Speaker Mike Johnson, was the final legislative hurdle needed to restore funding and reopen federal agencies after 43 days. The bill, which was advanced by the Senate earlier this week, is now headed to the president's desk to be signed into law, which is expected to happen immediately. The legislation is not a simple extension, but a hybrid package that was negotiated in the Senate, and it provides full year-long funding for three key appropriation bills, including agriculture, funding the USDA and securing SNAP, military construction and veterans affairs, and the legislative branch. The remaining nine government agencies, including the Department of Homeland Security, will also be funded by a continuing resolution, keeping them open until a new deadline comes up on January the 30th. You've got farm news. With all the ups and downs in the cattle market, risk protection, one of the most important things we could be talking about. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services tells us more.
There's really no reason why not to take advantage of this. You don't pay the premium until the month after the expiration of your contract. You can go to bed at night knowing I have my cattle locked in. You can walk into your banker to say, I insured my cattle. I know I'm protected to move on to that next year to keep those cattle insured.
For more information, visit farmdataservices.com. Farm Data Services is an equal opportunity employer. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.